A furry, patient beast, a brave rider are all you need for the rodeo tradition known as mutton busting. Think of it as bull riding for six-year-olds. The furry beast, actually a sheep. Mutton busting was introduced back in the 1980s. It's a favorite at many rodeos and county fairs across the Midwest. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Luke Runyon of Harvest Public Media followed one young mutton buster as she got ready for her very first ride at a rodeo in Colorado.
6-year-old Nevaeh Salgado stands quietly off to the side while her father, Dominic, signs a waiver. She's one of the many kindergartners clinging to their parents' legs. Most are dressed in cowboy hats, denim, and Western-style shirts. Nevaeh's wearing a pink plaid shirt, bedazzled with a sparkly galloping horse.
What are you coming to do?
I'm gonna ride the sheep.
Nevaeh saw other kids try mutton busting at last year's rodeo and insisted she try it this time. Participants are usually between the ages of 5 and 7, so at 6, Nevaeh is right in the sweet spot. Her mom, Daisha, says she can be a little spitfire.
She's very independent. She is. I mean, she's always, Mom, I can do it myself, and I can do this. And I mean, when it comes to animals, she loves animals, so this is something that's a good experience for her.
Last night we practiced before I went to bed. I fell off, and then I got back on, and I hanged on tight around his neck.
A chain-link fence with thin plastic slats separate the sheep from the group of young mutton busters while they wait. Nevaeh presses her face against it to sneak a peek.
Can you tell which one you want?
The one is standing up.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's why I want a big one.
Just like the sheep, rodeo staff corral the kids into a small holding pen.
All right, there we go.
And fasten on black vests and helmets.
Is that fit okay? Feel okay for you?
This is kind of hard, but this is good.
All right.
The mutton busters get a few final stretches in.
All right, let's touch our toes. Touch your toes.
And it's off to the arena.
Who wants to watch some little kids ride some sheep? Oh.
The children stand in a line, waiting their turn to be lifted up by a couple cowboys and onto the back of a sheep. They stand wide-eyed, glancing up to their parents in the stands, looking nervous and excited. Everyone's ready with technique advice for the kids.
Okay, just grab on as hard as you can. Come off, you want to have fluff in your hands, okay?
Here comes Nevaeh.
Nevaeh clings to the sheep, arms around its neck, and when the cowboys let go, it darts forward in a straight line. Six seconds later, and Nevaeh slides off and gets a face full of dirt.
Holy mackerel! Jack Lambert! Holy boy!
Eat a little dirt? A little bit?
Shut that kid's head.
The kids are judged on how long they held on, and for style. Nevaeh's 88 points was a high score, enough to put her in second place. And after all the adrenaline in the arena, Nevaeh is reunited with her parents.
Angel, oh my goodness, I'm so proud of you.
Were you scared?
No.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There was dirt in my mouth.
Was there dirt in your mouth?
A mouthful of dirt, a couple fistfuls of wool, and a shiny belt buckle are her prizes. And because she's only 6, Nevaeh says she'll be back next year for another try at first place. For Here and Now, I'm Luke Runyon in Greeley, Colorado.
And you are listening to Here and Now.